Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I am Achiri Adams, MA History student in the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill, and history teacher at the Coleridge and Parry School. Today in Bajan History, March 4th, Death of Milton King. On the 4th of March, 1951, Barbadian seaman Milton King succumbed to injuries sustained after being bludgeoned by two South African police officers. Born in Broomsfield, St. Lucie in 1906, King was second steward aboard the SS Strategist, a member of the Harrison Line fleet. On the night of the 2nd, King, accompanied by two of his shipmates, Hilton and Wilfred Brown, frequented a non-white bar. Whilst there, he came to the defense of another patron who was involved in an altercation with police officers. The stool had been kicked from beneath the man. King intervened, but was struck across the head by Officer Visser before the bar was cleared by the officers. King left in the company of the officers, walking soberly, but this was never conveyed to the captain until roll call the following day. On reaching the station, King was charged with the use of obscene language and pronounced to be intoxicated by the two officers and was left to sleep it off. King never regained consciousness. In May of that year, Barbados requested that King's death be investigated. The officers were charged with culpable homicide in June 1951, and the trial began with King's shipmates being called as witnesses. During the trial, Coroner E. Turner revealed that King had died as a result of hemorrhage over the brain surface associated with a fractured skull. He also found bruises over a large part of the face and skull, and suggested that if King had received swift medical attention, he could have had a 50% chance of surviving. The eventual outcome of the inquiry saw only one of the arresting officers, Constable Visser, charged. He was fined a paltry £10, while the other officer, Grunwald, became a crown witness. In Barbados, the West Indies, and England, demonstrations were sparked, as well as greater focus on events in South Africa. In England, the League of Coloured People protested King's killing, while in British Guyana, its Trade Union Congress organized a protest march which coincided with those in other Caribbean countries. In South Africa, the Rand Daily Mail newspaper carried headlines such as Assault on West Indies Seamen at Cape, Call for a Boycott of South African Goods, and West Indies Boycott South African Goods, and indicated that St. Kitts and Antigua's trade unions had stopped the handling of South African goods. Calls for trade sanctions intensified, and a Barbados Workers' Union march was held on Saturday, 25th August, 1951, in which approximately 10,000 persons demonstrated. Many of the featured speakers denounced the atrocities in South Africa. During this event, placards with anti-apartheid and anti-racism messages, such as "Don't be dupes," "Boycott South African goods," "Don't buy Jim Crow wear," and "Kill Malanism, End Race Hatred," were brandished. Compensation for King's widow and children was sought, and they were subsequently awarded the sum of £1,800 from the South African government. King's death is credited with the promotion of a more serious discussion among West Indians with respect to trade with South Africa. It was the defining moment in Barbados's engagement with South Africa. King's death at the hands of South African police occurred this day, March 4th, 1951.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.